Welcome to Sex with Simmery. Frank, occasionally explicit edutainment on the most important topic of all. Sex with Simmery is not intended for children and is not safe for work unless your boss is particularly awesome. See more at sexwithsimmery.com.
Welcome to Sex with Simmery. This is Dr. Simmery, and today is very special because today is our 69th episode. So obviously, like, we can't just let a momentous occasion like that pass without comments. My brilliant producer pointed out that we were approaching this momentous occasion and asked for some input from our previous guests. So we've got a couple things we're going to be bringing in quotes from people we've talked to before who you might recall. We asked for input from you all on the Facebook page, and we're going to be looking at some 69 jokes, and we're going to be talking about 69s, and in fact actually covering some legitimate things in terms of advice and questions and anxieties related to 69ing. So, yay! Welcome! It's so exciting! Okay, so backing the truck up completely, in case you were not familiar with this particular nomenclature, 69ing is the idea of two people performing oral sex on each other simultaneously. And the image is evoked because the number 6 and the number 9 right next to each other looks like a head on top of one and a head down on the other one in reverse. That's not a very good explanation. But think about the number 6 and number 9 right next to each other and put it together, what I just said. You'll figure it out real fast. So that's, if you are the remaining person who looks up sex podcasts but did not know what 69ing was, now you know. All right. So for a quick quote about 69s, we're going to read something that was sent in by Dr. Hugo Switzer, who you will possibly recall from a previous episode. And what he said, I love 69 not just because it's hot, it is, but because it forces you to concentrate on receiving and giving at the same time. It's the ultimate sensory multitask. And if you can come at the same time, there's nothing like it. So that's a hell of an endorsement for a sexual activity, because it truly is. Like, the whole gist of it is that it's not one person getting and one person giving. It's simultaneous. And that is its greatest accomplishment and also its biggest drawback, because we also got some reader feedback who said that's precisely why they don't like it, because they can't multitask, because they feel unable to get the pleasure from either giving or receiving entirely because it is so enmeshed with the other. Like, because they're so focused on giving, they can't actually think about the receiving and vice versa. So what it ends up being, one of the readers commented in a message to me, is that they're just sort of waiting their turn, and it's a little bit, it's not really simultaneous. It's like one person gets a little bit more than the other for amount of time, and then you sort of switch it back, and it ends up not really being so much simultaneous as it is concurrent. A little bit back and forth. Again, we still want to hear from you. So even after this episode goes up, we still want to hear your comments, and definitely you can post them online. So that was one thought on it. One of the other bits of insight that I really found delightful, one of our good friends of our site, who's a regular contributor of links, said that her biggest advice was, rather than thinking about it one person on top of the other one, where like somebody's laying on their back and the other person's like on all fours above them, rather doing it side to side, where you're both laying on, you know, your side on a bed or a surface or whatever. And that way you don't have to have one person who's supporting all the weight, or anything like that, because there've definitely been some feedback that some folks have a lot of anxiety about which position they're going to be in, because there's some drawbacks to being on top and being on bottom. If you were the one on top, there could be some concern about accidentally crushing somebody, putting all your weight down onto their face and they're not able to breathe, or that you feel like It's very hard for you to maintain that position where you're low enough that you're getting anything without the person on bottom having to crane their neck uncomfortably and like having to go to a lot of trouble to like figuring out a way where you can both be positioned where this can work effectively. And there's also the concern then that if you were the person on the bottom, you could very well get your face crushed or it might be hard to breathe. And most people have figured out in a heterosexual connotation that it's often easier for the woman to be on top due to the nature of how penises and vulvas work. It's often easier to have the woman, you know, have the control of the entry of the penis, because if the penis is coming downwards, it's a lot easier to choke on that than it is to choke on a vulva. It just kind of is. It just, you know, just letting you know. So the side to side advice, I definitely think is well worth mentioning, because then nobody's getting crushed and you have a lot more access, and it's more a matter of just angling yourself so that everybody can freely reach and have a good time, and you're just chilling on your side as opposed to being, you know, on your hands and knees, which can get old, or on your back, which can get old. There's a lot of other varieties, because like if you have access to like space, if you can do it in space, then you don't even have anybody on the bottom. You're just constantly rotating. So that's an option to think about for the next time. All right. We've got some jokes about 69s. And these are, by and large, I want to give you a real big warning. They suck. For the most part, these are really, really bad. Some of them are kind of funny, but a lot of them are just like groan. Boo, hiss at you for saying these things. All right. So, and I also think that it's funny that one of the sites where I got a lot of these jokes, it's called 69 Adult Jokes. Only 63 people have liked it. And I'm like, oh, you just need six more. Because then it would be this beautiful circle of love. All right. So here's some terrible 69 jokes. All right. There are 70 ways to keep a woman happy. One is to take her shopping. The rest is 69. Ba-doom-tsh. Ooh, can we put in ba-doom-tsh in this? Oh, I'm going to stop saying it. Sweet. Okay. So that one is like, oh, you're so incisive about women. Oh, you got my number, buddy. All right. What do you call a 6.9? A good 69 interrupted by a period. This is actually reminding me of the very first time I ever heard of a 69. Actually, I was in middle school and a girl came up to me and she said, what's the difference between a 69 and driving in heavy fog? And I was like, what? And she's like, at least in a 69, you can see the asshole in front of you. I don't get it, because it's the first time I've heard 69 and I'm a little kid. But so this is like informing my idea of what it is as a little kid. I was like kind of familiar with the I got like the basic physics of it, but having never like done it or anything at that point, I was like, yeah, I guess you're gonna have an asshole in your face, aren't you? And so, I mean, that is a legitimate concern. And again, there are benefits to being on the top and on the bottom in terms of assholes being in your face. The person on top is definitely showing a lot more asshole, which can be, you know, a thing that you might feel anxious about or a thing that you don't really want to have up in your business. So again, we're talking about the anxieties related to this particular activity, which then feed into the jokes about it. But my first thoughts of it as a kid were like, that doesn't actually sound like much fun. Like, it sounds like a thing you're just, that everybody does, because it's what is joked about a lot, because anything we joke about obviously must be real. It must be a thing that everybody's doing. But you know, there's a lot of nervousness. It's like, oh, there's gonna be a butt in my face. I don't know. And as a kid, that you may not get the idea of why a butt in your face is not bad. In fact, might even be a good thing. Some more jokes. Okay. A school teacher asks her young students, what comes after 69? One little girl raises her hand, so the teacher lets her speak. Well, you clean your face, then wash your mouth out. Duh. Okay. And I'm like, that's interesting that it's school kids. Okay. there's a lot of math ones. There's an awful lot of like, what's the square root of 69? It's 8 something. All right. All right, that's fair. Thanks. Is it Lil Wayne also does that? With there's a song. Okay, and then there's like, what's the 68? You do me and I'll owe you one. This one. Oh, God. What's a 67? You do me while I smoke a cigarette. And then I was like, what? Okay, so I'm all right, 7. All right, so that means you're like, you're standing and you're smoking a cigarette? Is that where the 7 comes from? Because like your head is now a straight line parallel to the ground because of your cigarette. And then in which case, the person going down on you is on their head, like upside down. Like, so I'm thinking actually what you mean is like lowercase n7 maybe then? Because I don't know. That, whatever. It's, again, I warned you about these jokes. They're not good. All right. Why can't Miss Piggy count to 70? Because every time she gets to 69, she has a little frog in her throat. Nathan just agreed that one's pretty classic. So, okay, we're keeping that one. What's a 71? A 69 with 2 fingers up your ass. What? Okay. These are reaching. These are really, really reaching. Okay. What do you call oral sex between yuppies? 60-something. Is that supposed to be like 30-something reference? Baby boomers? I don't know. Maybe I'm too young for this. What's a 74? 69 with sales tax. Okay. Okay. Why is a 77 better than a 69? Because you get 8 more. ATE. 8. Yeah. Homophones. That's what's up. What's 69 and 69? This is a math question. What's 69 and 69? Dinner for 4. Yeah. Yeah. As is this next one. How fast can a woman go during sex? 68. If she were going any faster, she'd blow a rod. Car joke. Yeah. All right. So that's you get the idea. Like, and I can't really tell you a whole lot of better ones right now because you need to send them to me because then I will have them. So you can definitely post them on the wall or email them to me and I can continue to add to this because this is a good conversation. All right. So let's talk about some things that have happened in real life to people during 69ing. These are horror stories that were sent in. And this is a story from somebody in high school that they were having a 69 for the first time. And it was actually one of the first times they'd ever had oral sex in general. And like I was saying, like middle school kids hear about 69ing and they assume that this is a normal thing. This is like, okay, first base, second base, third base, 69, like, et cetera. Like these are expected protocol. And then when you grow up and you realize that it's like, no, people don't really do it that often because it's really like, it's an interesting idea, but it's not like somehow substantively better than any of the other things on the menu. So if somebody has a particular like preference for that, that's more about them liking it than the nature of the 69 or what is common to do. So we get this impression that like this is like the most popular sexual activity outside of intercourse, I guess. Anyway, so this person was engaging in 69 for the first time and all generally went somewhat well, and then they got a phone call later, because this was back in the days when people talked on phones, and that there was gum all over the sheets and also all over some pubic hair, because it was, you know, they were up above and then the gum got stuck in down there, and this was evidently also when people had pubic hair, so that's a thing. So those sheets were somewhat ruined, and the the pubic hair was a little bit more flavorful for a time being, which was actually, if you like Mad Men, something that happened recently, there was chewing gum on my pubis. So, see, it's a real thing. It happened on Mad Men. It also happened... Okay. All right. We also got a question about how do you communicate to a partner about the smell situation if you're down there? And I'm not really sure about how this question pertains to 69 specifically. I should actually just say that this question can pertain to sex in general. It's not exclusive to 69s. Again, because of the whole, there's a butthole in your face element, it might make it more pressing than oral sex when you're in a different circumstance. Like if the person who's receiving is just sitting down or laying down, you don't necessarily have the butthole in your face element. So if you're ever in any sexual circumstance and there's something funky going on down there, somebody wiped but not enough, or they wiped and left like tissue paper down there, or tissue paper, like they were wrapping presents. Just scoot, 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 scoot. No, toilet paper, whatever. Somebody has something going on down there, or it could be a health problem, whatever the situation. These are difficult circumstances to be in, obviously, because there's a lot of anxiety about that, and a lot of people are already very fearful about the cleanliness of their situation. So this requires some nuance. This requires some subtlety. And so what you're gonna want to do is probably, if you don't want to kill the mood, I'm gonna be frank with you, is just get them in a different position. If there's some serious funk going on with the butt at the moment, you're gonna have to change out of the 69. You're gonna have to get them to just like lay down, and then you be on top, and then it's away from your face a little bit more, or switch to a different activity or something like that. And then afterwards, they'll find out, and it'll be fine. And odds are good it won't happen again, to be perfectly frank. Odds are very good they will discover this thing, and they'll be like, oh, God. And they'll be like, close call. I got away with it. And you'll never need to talk about it, honestly. But if it happens again, then you need to talk about it. You absolutely need to talk about it, because we are now verging on they need helpful guidance in general. So if it happens again, that's when you have a very, very kind, very gentle conversation about, baby, I really want to keep going. I think you might want to step into the restroom for a moment and then come back, and then we can resume. Or you can suggest, baby, how about we move this to the shower? That's another option. So it's all about the gentle guidance in that direction, and being very subtle and not shaming and not calling huge amounts of attention to it, and minimizing the amount of weirdness, because the bigger of a scene you make about it, then the more upset they'll be about it, and the less likely they'll want to have sex with you again, quite frankly, because they'll remember it being a thing that they associate with shame and feeling very upset. So it's in your best interest to do this in a very nuanced, subtle, loving way. And if it's somebody you don't know super well, or if it's like a first-time hookup, that can be mortifying to everybody involved. So definitely want to use subtlety and tact there, if you don't want to be forever remembered as a complete jerkwad, and you don't want to forever remember them just on the basis of some terrible mistake. So just be nice to the people you're having sex with, really. So we've talked about a lot of anxieties related to this, and that's interesting because maybe 69ing is more trouble than it's worth. But then again, we come back to what Dr. Switzer said, which is about how it is the ultimate in multitasking and mutual pleasure. And if you have one of those elusive and incredibly difficult to achieve moments of mutual climax simultaneous, that's pretty epic. But we have for many, many, many years put the simultaneous climax up on the hierarchy of sexual things in a very, very prominent, very tall place, putting it as something that we should strive for to achieve. And I can see why it could be considered an incredible sense of intimacy that you were able to reach that same place at the same time and both being in that same headspace together physically and mentally. But I always want to emphasize that sex is not best when goal-oriented. Sex is best when it's pleasure-seeking and wanting to give pleasure to others. And that's the spirit of the 69, is that we both can get pleasure giving and receiving. That it's not just two things that are happening. It's like four. You're giving and receiving, and I'm giving and receiving at the same time, and it's great. So if you want to give it a shot, do it for the sake of giving and receiving pleasure, not for the sake of having a benchmark or having a thing you want to cross off your bucket list, because that's not what it's about, and that's not what makes it fun. That's what makes it anxiety-provoking. So thank you so much for 69 awesome episodes. We've had over 1 million downloads. That's right, at this point. Had over 1 million downloads of the podcast, and that is super cool. And we are very appreciative for all of your listenings, and we hope for at least 69 more. So thank you very much. And as always, if you have any questions or comments or violent reactions or attempts to bribe me or funny stories or anecdotes or whatever, it's sexwithtimaree, T-I-M-A-R-E-E, @gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook, Sex with Timaree. And thank you very much. Have a good day. Thank you for listening to Sex with Timaree. Please check out more from sexwithtimaree.com, where Monday through Friday there's new content, including polls, weekly sex columns, and Friday sex links. And if you have any questions, comments, or violent reactions, please email them to sexwithtimaree@gmail.com. That's sexwithtimaree@gmail.com. And thank you.